But the Gemara in Daf Zayin quotes the famous Chiddush of Rava. That we know that Shtayim Pilchos and Shlishis Afilo Tefach, we paskin like the Chachamim, that a sukkah has three walls, and the third wall even doesn't have to be a full wall, but rather it has a Tefach Shochek placed within Lovud of the second wall, and then you have a Tzuras HaPesach, according to the third sheet in Rava, putting all the details together. But even after all the details are put together, the sukkah only has three walls, doesn't have a fourth wall. We paskin like the Chachamim. So comes Rava and says that you're allowed to use that sukkah even on Shabbos of Sukkot. Even if you build the sukkah in the Rishus HaRabim, which is a discussion unto itself in the third parak, but let's say you build a sukkah in the Rishus HaRabim, so if it were Rishus HaYochid, then you'd be allowed to carry in that area. But Lechora, if it's not a Rishus HaYochid, or even if it is a Rishus HaYochid, but there's still an Issa Drabbana to be metaltel, if it doesn't have defanos on all four walls, right? If the Ruach Revius is still parrots, then how can you carry in there? There's still an Isatilto Drabbanan. So comes Rav and says, Migu Davidofen Linyan Suk Avidofen Linyan Shabbos. A Chiddush, that once we consider the three walls to be defanos for a sukkah, so then even on Shabbos of sukkahs, one is allowed to eat in that area, you can carry in that sukkah, it's Mutta Vitiltus. The question is why? Why does that work? How does it work? What's going on over here? So we discussed that according to the Ritva, the Kula of Rava is basically saying that Migul can be Matir and Issa Tiltal Drabon. We're talking about a situation where you have Sholosh Mechitzas Daraisa. How so? Shtaim Kilchas and Ushlish Zavilu Tefach. Where's the third Mechitza? So the Ritva says, well, if you put all the dinim of the Chachamim and Rava together, you have the Shlish Zavilu Tefach with the Lavud, with the Tzuras HaPesach for the Zayin Tefachim. So that is a full wall. So Dina Shabbos, that's a full wall. You have three full walls over here. You have real Omeid for the first two, Shtaim Kilchos and Kamin Gam, and then in the third wall, in the third Ruach, I should say, you have the 1.1 of a Tevach Shochek, within 2.9 of the wall, that's a Lovud, so that's Kisasan. Then you set up a Tzuras HaPesach till the end of 7. So that's another, it's not drawn to scale, let's make this a little bit better. You have your 1.1 within 2.9, right? 2.9, you have your 1.1, and then another 3. So that's completely covered. That's completely covered. You have a Lovud is Kisasim Dami, that's viewed as an Omed, as a Dauphin. You have a Tzuras HaPesach, which is also viewed as a Dauphin. So you really have three full Mechitzas. So what's the problem over here? The problem is that the Ruach Revius is parts. So there's an Issur Rabbanan to carry in that area because we're afraid, they'll think, look, it's parrots, if you can carry here, you carry in the Rishus HaRabim. So Chazal made an Issur Rabbanan to be metatal over there. So Zokta Ritva, the whole idea of Migul, is Migul Davidofen, and Yitzuk Avidofen, and Shabbos, since you have enough defonos for the Hechsher Sukkah, we treat it as though you have enough defonos for Shabbos too. Namely, Migul allows me to be matter the Issur Tiltal Rabbanan. How does it do that? We're not adding any dolphin linen Shabbos. We're not doing anything magical about the dolphin. These are regular halachas. You have a Lovud, you have a Tzuras HaPesach. These are regular halachas of Mechitzas and Shabbos. All Migul is saying is, since I have a dolphin that works for Sukkah, nothing special about that dolphin, but since I have a dolphin, I shouldn't say there's nothing special about the dolphin. What's special about the dolphin is that Tzuras HaPesach works in that dolphin, in Sukkah. Some Rishonim hold that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work in the other two dolphins. So there is something special about that dolphin for Sukkah, but nothing special about that dolphin L'inyan Shabbos. L'inyan Shabbos is a real dolphin. You have Lovud, you have a Tzuras HaPesach, that's a full dolphin for Shabbos. But Migul Davidofen L'inyan Sukkah, once you have the funos for a Sukkah, we don't have to care about the Issa Tiltal D'Rabbanan as a result of the Ruach Revius, that's Paras. That's what Migul means according to the Ritva. Right? This is pshat number one. That's our point of departure. Okay? The Ritva says what? That Migul is Matir and Issa Tiltal D'Rabbanan. Why is it Matir Issa Tiltal D'Rabbanan? Ukmuha Adaraisa. We said that we can leave it on the Din Daraisa. That what? A Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa. It's Rishus HaYochim in HaTorah. So even though there should be an Issa Tiltal D'Rabbanan because the Ruach Revius is part, it's not a problem. What does Migul D'Havidofen mean according to the Ritva? What does Migul D'Havidofen L'Sukkah mean? It just means hoil v'yesh dofen v'sukkah. Not that there's a chiddush in the din dofen for sukkah. There's no chiddush le'inyan Shabbos in this din dofen. It's a tzuras ha-pesach with a lova. There's no chiddush in this din dofen for Shabbos. But since I have the dofen already for the sukkah, that's enough for Shabbos. I don't have to be worried about the pirtz in the ruach revivs. This is the ritva. Now, we were troubled with this understanding of the concept of migu, because migu dahavi dofen sounds like, since you're mechadesh something special about the dofen, there's a chiddush in the dofen, right? That chiddush works for sukkah, so that chiddush can work for Shabbos as well. Yeah, you're not being mechadesh anything, really. Well, what are you being mechadesh? You're creating a mechitza that works for Shabbos. So what's the extra chiddush in sukkah that you're now using for Shabbos? It's a little strange. Like, how does migu dahavi dofen l'sukkah mean, since I have a dofen for sukkah, not that there's any major chiddush in this dofen, the dofen is there. And the only chiddush is that it's a tzuras ha-pesach. But tzuras ha-pesach would work for Shabbos. There's no chiddush for Shabbos. The chiddush is that I don't care about the pirtz in the fourth side. But how does miku dabi dofen l'sukkah mean that I can be matrinis until the rabban? That's not, well, how do those words mean that? What's really interesting is that there are some rishonim who seem to say that avada migu will work to be matur and is a total derabbanan. For sure, that's a dover poshet. Within the ritva, we're not even sure that it should make any sense because we don't think that that's what migu should mean. Some say, no, that's a dover poshet that migu works there. What do I mean by that? The riff. The riff leaves out the did of migu. He doesn't mention this concept of drama. So why not? Why does he leave it out? So comes the Rosh and says, he leaves it out because it's such a dover poshet. After all, you have mechitzas d'orais over here. You got your tefach. You have a tzuras ha-pesach. So what are you missing? You're missing a tikkun beruach revius. You're missing lechi okora. So migu tells me, since the din d'orais is that you should be allowed to carry, we don't care about the issa d'rabbanan vis-a-vis Shabbos of Sukkah. What's the big chiddush in that? Of course, migu should work to be matar and issa total d'rabbanan, says the Rosh. This is the Rosh in Simon Zayin. Harav alfasi hishu meimer zu d'rabba. Different yourselves, whether it's rabba, rava. The kasa beis memes acheros, yeah. V'hainu taima mishum the pasach the boy nami tzuras ha-pesach. The riff pasach is like the last pshat in Rava that you need a tzuras ha-pesach in addition to the tefa. Umilsa the pshitei kevin ikah shalosh mechitzas ma'al yisad amin amigo. Avadi say migu. You have three mechitzas d'raisa. Of course you say migu. Of course you say migu to do what? To be matir tilt and it's a tiltol d'rabbanan. Is that such a davar pasha that migu is matir and it's a tiltol d'rabbanan? What does migu mean? What? Migu, since I have mechitzas that work on a deraisa level, so therefore what? So therefore it's like the fourth ruach has a mechitza, but it doesn't have a mechitza. What am I doing? The fourth ruach doesn't have a mechitza. Migu is just telling me that I can ignore the fourth ruach. I'm not going to look at it. Midrabbanan, there should be nesa tilde, but I'm not going to look at it. I'm going to leave it on the din deraisa. That's a big chiddush to learn migu like that. Says the Rosh, the Rif felt that was a davar pasha that you can do that. Davar pasha that you can learn migu like that. So he says, that's why I don't have to mention the whole din of migu, because it's so poshut that the isatilto derabanan is negated on Shabbos of Sukkah, because I have mechitzas deraisa, so why should I care about that din derabanan? Since I'm mekel in shlishes of ilu tefach, right, that for Sukkah, tefach plus tzuras ha-pesach is enough, even though tzuras ha-pesach doesn't work in the other mechitzas. I'm mekel a little bit in the ruach shlishes, so therefore the isatilto derabanan doesn't matter. It's a pretty big chiddush and understanding of the concept of migu, but the Rif took it as such a davar pasha that he doesn't even mention the din at all. Comes the Gedolei Hadoros in the Meiri and says the exact opposite of the Rif. He says the pshat of the Ritva is dead wrong. He says what migu is matter the issa derabanan. Come on. That's not what migu means, he asks. Wow. From one extreme to the other. The Ritva says that migu is matter the issa total derabbanan. The Rif says, yeah, of course, that's the other portion. Of course migu should do that. I don't even have to mention that. The Gedolei Hadoros come and say, no, absolutely not. It's not matter and issa derabbanan. It has to do something on a deraisa level, because if not, the Losh of migu doesn't make any sense. What's the Loshon of the Meiri here? After Gedolei Hadoros, Perashas Shmuel Zu, Lo Nemar Keroi, Shim hu omer shehu dofen linyan Shabbos min haTorah v'liftar metaltel bo b'di'eved. Af b'shar Shabbos was kain. What's the difference between Shabbos of Sukkah and regular Shabbos regarding tiltel d'oraisa? Shekol shalosh mechitzas d'oraisa mutlataltel v'tzuras haPesach yedofen u'mikol makom. You have a Tzuras HaPesach, you have a love, and so what's the Shaila? There's nothing you're saying. It's like regular Mechitzas of Shabbos. V'im lahatir af midir Rabbanan. If it's coming to be matir the Issa the Rabbanan, v'loma. Why should Migul be matir the Issa the Rabbanan? Sharei af kishet tachshov es ha-tefach v'tzuras HaPesach yedofen gomer ein kan el ha-sholosh Mechitzas. Even if you have the Tefach and the Tzuras HaPesach, you still only have three Mechitzas. You're missing a Mechitzah Baruch Revias. So how is the Issa d'Rabbanan just going to be ignored? How is Migu helping you for the Issa d'Rabbanan? Migu is telling you something about the dolphin. But is that what Migu is telling you here? You have your Tefach, you have a Tzuras HaPesach, so Migu's not extending any dolphin. It's nothing mechadesh something in the dolphin. So how can I say Migu to be matter the Issa d'Rabbanan? I'm not changing the Ruach Revias, I'm just ignoring the Issa d'Rabbanan. How does Migu allow me to do that, Zokta Gedolei Hadoros? So how did they learn the Gemara? So comes the Meiri and says, they learn that really the Chiddush of Rava is going on the Ikar Adin, that Shlishas Afilu Tefach without the Tzuras HaPesach. Shlishas Afilu Tefach without the Tzuras HaPesach. Heim Sovrim She'ikar Mashish Miyana Bezu Hu Lodun Tefach Zeh B'Tzuras Pesach She'im Okedof En Gomer Ve'af Kishera Inu Kein En Kan El HaSholosh Mechitzos Ad shepershua b'tefach levad below tzuras pesach. They really explain that the migu of Rav is going on a case where you have shlishas afilu tefach without a tzuras pesach. Shlishas afilu tefach. And that's the chiddush. Lamdeinu hetera min haTorah levad v'lifter es hametaltel b'di'eved. The gedolei hadoros say, what is migu teaching me? Migu is teaching me a kula on a d'oraisa level. You have a Rishus HaRabim, you're building a sukkah in the Rishus HaRabim. So now the question is, Minat Torah, let's say someone throws from the Rishus HaRabim into this sukkah, are they going to be chayv or not? So Migu tells me that if you only have the Tefach, you'd think that might be a dofen for sukkah, but it's not a dofen for Shabbos. No, if you only have the Tefach, we keep on seeing, some Rishonim are learning the case of Migu where you have a Tefach with the Tzuras HaPesach. And others are saying, no, Migu is teaching me a din on the basic halacha of Shlishas HaFilu Tefach. Doli Adoros are going on the basic halacha. That you have a shlish safilu tefach, 1.1, tefach shochek, within 2.9, so you have rov of the dofen, but that's it, there's no tzuras haPesach. If there's no tzuras haPesach, then that's not a mechitza for Shabbos. So migu davi dofen linyan sukkah is taka teaching me a chiddush in the din dofen for Shabbos. But what's the chiddush in the din dofen? That we treat this as a dofen for Shabbos? For what? To be matad de satilto daraisa. Right, it's a tilde the right. It's Rishus Hayachid, le'inyan Shabbos of Sukkah. Because if it's viewed as a dolphin, enough of a dolphin beruach shlishis for Sukkah, then it's viewed as a dolphin beruach shlishis for Shabbos. But not to the Issa tilde the Rabbanan. Avad, it's still also mid Rabbanan to be metalta. But there's a p'tur d'araisa. You'll be chayiv carbon if you throw into that area from Rishus Harabim. If you do it b'meizid, you won't be chayev skila. They're p'turim on a daraisa level. That's what the din of Migu is teaching me. What a chiddush. The Ritva learned that Migu is mater, the Issa Tiltel, the Rabban. The Rif thought what? Poshut. Shehu mater. Issa Tiltel, the Rabban. Poshut. That's why the Rif. Hishmit. Din Migu. He doesn't even mention it because it's obvious. For the Daraisa, you don't need a Din Migu. You have a Tefach and a Tzuras HaPesach. For the Din Darabanan, it's Poshet that the Migu is going to work, so he doesn't have to mention it at all. The Gedolei Hadoros are Mamash Pum Faker. They say, Migu Eino Matir the Issa Darabanan. Because there's no Chiddush. Such a migu would have no chiddush in the din dofen for Shabbos. No chiddush in the din dofen. I have the dofen anyway. So if I have the dofen anyway, right? Well, what's the chiddush in the din dofen What is the din dofen l'inyan sukkah helping me for the issa d'rabbanan? It's not adding a dofen in the ruach revius, right? The dofen in the ruach gimel for sukkah doesn't create a dofen in the ruach dalet. So the issa d'rabbanan is still there. If I don't do anything in the ruach dalet, what am I accomplishing? A vadet's not going to be maktir. So what's the migul maktir? Migul is maktir only the issa d'raisa. Le'inyan, skila, carbon. Right, the issa d'oraisa, if you only have tefach without tzuras ha-pesach, then he's changing the case. You have tefach without tzuras ha-pesach. In the Torah, that's not a mechitza. So Migla says, no, since it's a mechitza for sukkah, it can be a mechitza for Shabbos, for the din d'oraisa. There's no chiyuv skila, there's no carbon b'shogeg. It's for the din d'oraisa. D'rabbanan? It doesn't work for the Dirabbanan. There's nothing in the Ruach Revius. How is the Migul going to work? What, we just don't, we ignore the Isser Dirabbanan? That's not what Migul means. So these two shittas are mirror images of each other. The Ritz says that the Ritz is trying to so poshut. What, to be matter in Isser Dirabbanan, Isser Tiltol Dirabbanan? Of course Migul should do that, because why shouldn't I keep it at the Darais? So he leaves out the whole din of Migul. He doesn't even mention it. The Gedolei Hadoros say, no, fakert. It can't be matter in Issa d'Rabbanan because Migul is not creating any mechitz in the Ruach Revius. So it's only matter the Issa d'Araisa. Makes it a Rosh Hashayach d'Araisa. How's it matter in Issa d'Araisa? You had the mechitzes there anyway. No, he says the case is that you only have a tefach. Rav is saying Migul on the tefach without a Tzuras HaPesach. So if you only have a tefach that's not a dofen for the din d'Araisa for Shabbos, so Migul can be matter for the din d'Araisa. Chiddush to extend from Sukkah to Shabbos to be matter for the d'Araisa. Yes?
According to Gedolei Hadoros, it's still Asur Midrabanan to carry.
Yes. Yes. It's only if you would throw into there Minat Torah, you'd be potter. Exactly. Yes?
Is there any other way to read the Rift? Because that was only the Rift.
Yes, there is another way to read the Rift. That's how the Ran reads it.
Saying that.
The Ran says not that it's such a davar pashut that even the Yisad Rabbanan is mutter, but rather what? How does the Ran read the Rif? Hadir Rav Lesa Ella Sheshavi Rishasayachel L'Chayav Azorik L'Socho Avlo Sheyem Mutter L'Taltol B'Kula. I think the way the Ran is reading the Rif is he says, look at the case. Right? If you have a tefach and a tzuras ha-pesach, again, he's going back to the other pshat. If you have a tefach and a tzuras ha-pesach here, in the Torah, it's gimel mechitzis. It's gimel mechitzis in the Torah. So if it's gimel mechitzis in the Torah, so if you throw into that area, it's a rishis hayachid, you'll be chayef. But you still can't be metalto there, because there's still an issur d'rabbanan. Isn't that l'chora how the Rif is learning? That's why he's mashmid. He says the whole din is poshut. Migul isn't matter the issa tiltol d'rabbanan, and you don't need migul to make it a rishis hayachid, because if it has tefach and tzuras ha-pesach, it's a rishis hayachid anyway. So what's the purpose of the whole din of migul? Right? It's like the Gedolei Hadoros almost, the Ran's pshat in the Rif. Think about it, right? Gedolei Hadoros say that migul is matter the issa tiltol d'araisa, but if you threw into that area, you'd probably be chayev from Rishus HaRabim into this. This is a Rishus HaYachid D'Araisa. Right? This is Rishus HaYachid D'Araisa. No, I'm sorry. According to the Gedolei Hadoros, we're talking about only Tefach no Tzuras HaPesach, right? This is the tricky part. You have to be careful to know what's the case. The Gedolei Hadoros, we're talking about that you have a Tefach without a Tzuras HaPesach. In a Torah, that's not a Rishus HaYachid. So you would not be chayev if you threw from a Rishus HaRabim into this area. It's not a Rishus HaYachid D'Araisa. So migu is only going to be matir the issa tiltel. It's not going to be mechayiv you. We're not going to say migu l'chumra. It'll be matir the issa tiltel daraisa. Right. But according to the Rif, since you have a tefach with the tzuras haPesach, then you don't need migu bechlal because it's not matir the issa tiltel derabanan, and it is a rishas sayach daraisa, full fledged. Bein leheter, bein lehachmir. Either way, Yaakov. Right. Either way. Okay. This is a further wrinkle. Let's take this away. Okay. This is the basic structure. The Ritva says it's matter de satilkul de rabbanan. We show that the Rif and the Gedolei HaDoros were both sensitive to this. The Rif thought the Ritva was a davar poshut. The Gedolei HaDoros said, no, it's ridiculous. I'm not ridiculous. It's too much of a chiddush. The migul can't be matter de issa de rabbanan because you're not creating a dolphin beruach revias. So he says it's matter de issa de raisa. He interprets that we're only talking about shlish afilu tefach without the tzuras hapesach. So you really don't have a mechitza gemura de raisa. But the Din Migu creates that mechitza to be matter the Issa Daraisa, but not to be matter the Issa Daraisa. Okay, this is all a backdrop to get to the Ran. Now we get to the Ran. This is the mainstream now. The Ran says no. The Ran says, doesn't make sense. What, Migu is only matter and Issa Darabana? Come on. Migu has to be matter Daraisa. It doesn't make sense that it's only matter and Issa Darabana. Notice, the Ran doesn't say that it can't be matter and Issa Darabana. He says, it doesn't make sense that it's only matter the Issa Darabana. That's where the Ran shifts gears on me. Till now we've been talking about, is it matir nisa derabanan, is it not matir nisa derabanan? The Ran says, no, of course it can be matir nisa tiltul derabanan, but it's even matir deraisa. And he gives you cases, right? Let's just focus on the second case of the Ran because it's the easiest. The Ran says, what's the din of saliyotu min asuk? Right? Over here, in this case. This picture. Right? Saliyotu min asuk. Let's say I have my Tzuras HaPesach, right? The Ran says you have a Tzuras HaPesach over here, going to 7. So this is a total of 7 Tfachim. But it extends further, right? So can I sit over here? Because of the Ran, that part's Merubah La'omei. There's more Pirtz on this Ruach than Omei. Let's say the Pirtz is ten Tfachim. Over here, till the end. Right? So the Pirtz is greater than the Omei. Minat Torah, that's not a dolphin for Shabbos. It's not a dolphin for Shabbos. So it should be an Issa Tiltul Daraisa because you don't have Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa. Now, you can't carry over there. There's no Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa. Over here, you can carry because just forget about the rest of the world. Okay? You got 3 Mechitzas in that circumscribed area. But to carry by the Psalayotzim and by the extension, there are Gimel Mechitzas over there, says the Ran. And he's not learning like Rashi that you have to put the Tzuras HaPesach till the end, right? You're learning Parshup Shad. Who says you have to put a Tzuras HaPesach? So how can you sit over there? There are no Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa. Says the Ran, Migu must be Matir. Once you have your Tefach, any Tzuras HaPesach, it works for Sukkah, it works for Shabbos. It's like there are Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa. So says the Ran, how can you tell me that Migu is only Matir and Issa Tiltul Darabanan? It has to be also Matir and Issa Tiltul Daraisa. There are cases where there should be an Issa Tiltul Daraisa over here. Because you don't have Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa, like by Psalayotz Min HaSukkah. If you're sitting beyond the Dolphin Shlishes, then you don't have Gimel Defanas. So Migu has to be Matir for there too. So says the Ran, Ataka is. It's Matir for Tiltul Daraisa. For Tiltul Daraisa, Mistama Tiltul Darabanan also. It's Matir for all Isurei Tiltul. That's what Migu is doing according to the Ran. How does it work? So the Ran explains that Eif Shel Mechitzas Shetat Derak Lachatzoyin. Can have a mechitza lachatzayin. So if the Torah tells you that there's a hechsher of sukkah for part of the time, it has to work on Shabbos also. Once I have a hechsher of sukkah, it has to work for Shabbos also. So that tells me that migu can be matir every yisa tiltul. Daraisa, derabbanan, every yisa tiltul has to be nita through migu. This is the shita of the Ran. Okay? So now we're up to the point, with a little embellishment, we're up to the point that we were up to yesterday. All right? The Ran is the second major shita of it. Let's put the Ran down here. Okay, the Ran says that Migu Matir Afilu, that's the key word, Afilu is the Tiltul Daraisa. The Rabbanan as well, but even the Issa Tiltul Daraisa. Now how does that work? How is the Ran working? The Ritva I get, the Ritva is basically saying that ignore the Issa Tiltul Darabanan, leave it on the Daraisa. We don't understand how that fits into Migu. Right? What are you... You're saying a chiddush in the dofen? You're creating a dofen, Beruach Revias? Hold the Yesh dofen defunos lisuka, right? Afal pisha ain't dolphin beruach revius. There's no dolphin in the ruach revius. Still, nigga works. Leave it on the dinarais. It comes around and says, yeah, that's true. But it, even as matter is a total the rice. How does that work? What's the Ran saying? How's that happening? So we explain based on Rashi, right? That Rashi says that Migu extends the dofen. That once I have a dofen of a tefach, then I can extend it even further. Marcheshes wanted to say that the halacha Moshe Vissina of Shlishis Afilu Tefach means that if I have a tefach, it's as if I have a dofen shalom. And we went further. We said that it could be that even if I need a Tzuras HaPesach, but according to the Ran, the Pshat is if I have the Tefach and the Tzuras HaPesach, then we extend it till the end of the Ruach. It's as if the wall extends to the end. It's as if I have the Gimel Mechitzas. That's why according to the Ran, it can be Matir and Issa till the Daraisa, because it's as if I have Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa. Josh.
So according to that Pshat of the Ran, I understand how you Matir the Issa till the Daraisa. What about...
That's where I'm getting. Exactly. Perfect. Oh, Gevaldik, Josh. You're there. So, how does that happen? Right? What's the mechanism? So, point one is that Migu is a Hamshacha Sadofen. At Sof Ruach Gimel. There's still no tikkun beruach revius. There's no lechi or koro or mechitzas. So how is the yisr tiltol derabanan just falling away? So the simple pshat is to say that the Ran agrees with the Ritva, but he just holds more than the Ritva. That the Ran says, yeah, I can ignore the yisr derabanan and leave it on the din daraisa. But I hold that Migu does more. Migu does more. It is Mata the Issa Daraisa as well. And that's what you would think. You make like some kind of a combination shot. It's a little difficult because the Ran himself says there are those who claim it's Mata the Issa Total Darabana, but I think that that's wrong. So what does that mean, I think that's wrong? Is he simply saying, I think it can be Mata more than the Issa Darabana? Or is he saying, no, that's not what Migu means. Migu has to mean that you're saying a Chiddush in the Din Dofen. Right? Migu Davidofen, according to the Ran, is a chiddush in the din dofen for Shabbos. It's not saying we're just ignoring the issur derabanan. We're saying we're extending the wall. It's a chiddush in the din dofen. How does that chiddush in the din dofen relate to the issur derabanan? So this is where the Meiri has a major yesod. This is what I wanted to share with you. If you have a kovetz, look on with me. The Meiri explains that Migu helps for the Din Derabanan in the following way. It says the Meiri at the very end. Kach machshir l'shabbos sheba. Zok to Meiri, what does Migu davidofen linyan sukkah, davidofen linyan shabbos mean? It doesn't mean that if we allow you to extend the dofen for sukkah, then that extension applies to Shabbos. It's the same dofen for Shabbos, that's not what it's saying. It's saying that once the dofen is machshir for sukkah, then it can be machshir for Shabbos as well. He's saying a different vort. The Meiri is saying a different vort. He's not saying that there's a chiddush in the din dofen that I can be mamshech the dofen. That's not what he's saying. He's saying once I have a dofen that's machshir for sukkah, then it can be machshir for Shabbos as well. According to the Meiri, migu is not a halacha in the dofen hasukkah. It's a halacha in the mokum hasukkah. That once the dofen was machshir the mokum for a sukkah, and now I've created a mokum for a sukkah, then that mokum is mutar b'tiltul in Shabbos. What's the Meiri saying? Meiri is saying as follows. What's the purpose of a mechitza? we have to go back to square one. What's the purpose of mechitza? The purpose of mechitza, bein le'inyan Shabbos, bein le'inyan Sukkah, is to create a makom gadol, a makom that's mukav mechitzas. That's for both. I know we found differences. We discussed differences between Shabbos and Sukkah, whether you need mechitzas nikaros or not. But even if you need mechitzas nikaros on Sukkah, the purpose of the mechitza is to create a makom that's mukav. Maybe on Sukkahs you need mechitzas shalmamish. You need, you know, substantive mechitzas. Maybe Tzuras HaPesach might not be enough, and Gur Asik might not be enough. There might be certain halachos of mechitza that apply in Shabbat that don't apply to Sukkah, but ultimately, what's the purpose? The purpose is not just to have a mechitza, it's that your makom should be gadol. You should have an enclosed area. You should have makom dira. Right? You should have a makom that's enclosed. The purpose of the mechitza is to create a makom gadol. Create a makom gadol. Zokta Meiri, what Miga was telling me is that if the halacha Moshe Nisina is that on Sukkot all I need is three ruchos. I need the funos and three ruchos to create a makom that's mukaf, a makom that's gadar. I need shtayim kelchos and ushlis and tefach. And when I have that, I've created my structure. I've created a makom that's mukaf mechitzas, a makom that's gadar. So if it's gadar le'inyan Sukkah, it's gadar le'inyan Shabbos. Even if there are different halachas of what I should need to make it gadar, Miko is not a din in the definition of a dofen. I don't have a dofen in the Ruach Revius here. Just because I have the funnus in the Ruach Shlishis didn't make a dofen in the Ruach Revius. But by having a dofen in the Ruach Shlishis, now Le'inyan Sukkah, the makom is mukav mechitzas. It's a makom gadol. So if it's a makom gadol for Sukkah, then it's a makom gadol for Shabbos. That's what Miga was teaching. If the dofen is machshir Le'inyan Sukkah, it's machshir Le'inyan Shabbos. So it can go the full 9 yards. Right? Not only can it create a mechitza d'oraisa by extending, right? It creates a mechitza d'oraisa by extension, but it's not that I ignore the Ruach Revius. We say it's a makom gadol. So once it's defined as a makom gadol, then it's ki'ilu, it's gadol in the Ruach Revius l'inyan Shabbos too, because it's a makom gadol. That's all I have to create. Right? It's machshe, migos machshe the dof until the end of the Ruach Gimel. Lahatir is a total daraisa. Ulahatir is a derabanan. Right, the Meiri. Once it's a makom godur or makom mukaf. For Sukkah, it's makom gadol for Shabbos. So even though I don't have a dofen in the fourth side, it doesn't matter. It's a makom gadol. The whole purpose of the defunos is to create a makom gadol. See, even though the halachas of Sukkah and Shabbos are different, that's the whole chiddush of migu. That once I have a makom gadol in Sukkah, then that makom is gadol in Shabbos. And if it's a makom gadol in Shabbos, then there is no issur tilvah, not daraisa, derabana, nothing. Because it's a makom gadol. So once it's a makom gadol, then everything is mutter. That's the yeson of the Meiri. Yes?
So, in terms of tilvah, you're being matter that, but in terms of throwing something into that sukkah, would also be chayav? Like throwing something from that sukkah out?
So we're just saying is if to throw here.
Yeah.
To throw there. So if you say the Migo only works the kula, not the chumra, so then is Migo Yaakov?
I would say it is included. I mean, that's not the chumra, that's what we spoke about yesterday. It's just a ramification of the kula. A chumra would mean that this would no longer be good by sukkah. Unless I'm misunderstanding the sukkah. I think we say we're using the kula is to make it kula by sukkah the Shabbos. But there still might be one chomor ramification of the status of the sukkah now. I would say you are chayav if you throw it.
You're saying migu, what, the din of sukkah extends just 1 second, the din of sukkah extends the dofin and the ruach shlish is lenient sukkah, so you're saying now it's gimel mechitzas daraisa for Shabbos as well, the chumra.
That's not a chumra.
Why is that not
it's a
chumra?
It's a ramification of the kula.
No, but how can that be? Meaning, at this place X, Minatora, there is no, you know, if it wouldn't be Sukkot, Shabbos the Alma, right? Would you be chayim if you threw that?
No.
So why aren't Sukkot, would you be chayim? unless you hold that Migul works l'chomer, but the whole Gemara is assuming Migul is just a kula, it's not a chomer.
I thought the chomer kula was saying of the status of the Shabbos, the Sukkah, meaning l'chomer would mean...
Right, but again, the way the Ran is defining it, yefshe shemechitza tate l'chatzoy, and it's a din in hechsher ha-sukkah. Right? Heter. It's a din in hechsher ha-sukkah.
So once you're stealing the wall in that status, then you're viewing it as Rosh Sayachit. Meaning there is a chomer ramification from the kula.
I hear, but the way the Ran is saying it, the Torah is telling me, if you have this structure, it's good for sukkah. You can be yotze the mitzvah of sukkah if you have this structure. So it's all a kula. Right? I can be yotze mitzvah of sukkah. It's hard to believe it will be a chomer. It's hard to believe that it would work l'chomer. It's going to work l'kula. It's hard to believe it works l'chomer. Because so, l'chomer, we have to apply regular dina Shabbos.
The logic is that you're making it a makom kodesh. You're making it a Rosh Hashanah. Like, it's like, why would the halacha apply?
You're making it a makom kodesh. But again, even the lashon of the Meiri is machshir. Dofen ha-machshir l'sukkah machshir for Shabbos.
Dofen
ha-machshir l'sukkah machshir in Shabbos. He's not saying l'chomer. He's saying l'kula. It's all a kula. To say that my dofen for sukkah is now it's a dofen for Shabbos l'chumra. It's a makom gadol for Shabbos, maybe l'kula, but to say that it's gadol l'chumra, I don't know if we could go that far. Yes, Yaakov.
Just to clarify, Rebbe can still keep this tense, but when Abaye says l'chumra, that's not what Abaye is referring to, right? Abaye is to make
the sukkah worse. Mechamir to l'kilta. Taking a dover chumra, taking Shabbos, and using a kula.
No, that's the last line. When Abaye is saying that Shabbos is more chumra, at one point, are you suggesting to work in the inverse to make Shabbos to Sukkah more chamor? That's something that was kosher on.
My love, you say is Shabbos to Sukkah as Sukkah. No, he's saying that Shabbos has its own halachas in mechitza. That parts merubah la'omid is a problem for Shabbos, but not for Sukkah, right? So Rava says, no, you can say Migu for Shabbos to Sukkah. You say Shabbos to Alma, Shabbos to Sukkah. It's very hard to say that it's going to work L'chumra. I hear what you're suggesting, Josh, that once it's gone, it's gone. Ben L'kula, Ben L'chumra. I don't know, I'm not sure. It's certainly going to work L'kula. L'oshel, L'ran, Meiri, Machshir. It sounds like it's working L'kula. According to this Yisod, you can answer another very important question, and that's the Rambam. Right. The Rambam has a very interesting shita when it comes to Shabbos. And the question is, how does it apply to Sukkah? What does the Rambam hold? We keep on saying that Gimel Mechitza is the Raisa. Gimel Mechitza is the Raisa. That's everyone's shita. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam says, Leka Manda Omar, the Rambam says. Leka Manda Omar, that Gimel Mechitza is not the Raisa. Right? Everyone says, if you have Gimel Mechitza, that's the Rishos HaYachid, the Raisa. You know, before you started the Sukkah, you would have said, Rishos HaYachid is four Mechitzas, right? So comes the Rambam and points out that most Rishonim hold that Gimel Mechitza is the Raisa. Yeah, most, but not the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam Perek Yud Zayin Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Tes writes, "Mavi Shechshira Bekora, Avo Bishamut LaTatla Bekulok Yerushas Ayachin Hazarik Mitochol Yerushas Rabbim Yerushas Ayachin." I'm sorry. Hazarik Mitochol Yerushas Rabbim Omer Yerushas Rabbim LaSochopot Shakar Mishum Heker Hiasli. The Rambam says that if you have a Mavi, again it's Gadar on three walls and the Ruach Revias is parts, and you put a Kora there, Kora, a beam cross. Says the Rambam, Kora Mishum Heker. Kora Mishum Heker. You know, there's a discussion, Kora Mishum Heker, Mishum Mechitza, Lechi, Mishum Mechitza, Mishum Heker. Rambam says, Kora Mishum Heker. So if Kora Mishum Heker, Aval Bishamot Eletatel Bakulo Kirshas Ayachad, you can be metaltel there. That's the Takana de Rabban. And then if you have a Heker, you can be metaltel in that area. But Zorek Mitochel Shusarabim, Omer Shusarabim Lesochopot. And what does that sound like? Is this place a Rishas Ayachad or not? You have Gimel Mechitzas, you have a Korah, it's not a Rosh Hashayachid. Because you Zorik from Rosh Hashayachid L'Socha Yipata. How can that be? You're Gimel Mechitzas D'Raisa, Frekta Ravid, what's the Rambam talking about? Kevin Shemut L'Tatel V'Kulo, Alma B'Mavi Sheyesh Lo Shlosha Mechitzas Ka'amar. I must be talking about a Mavi of three Mechitzas. It's not a Mavi, but foolish. It's a Mavi Sheyesh Lo Shlosha Mechitzas. The Kaimelan Gimel Mechitzas D'Raisa. We paskin that Gimel Mechitza Daraisa, the Ravid, he's with the Ran's team, that Gimel Mechitza should be Daraisa. Imkein, Echshiro Bakora, my potter. What, you throw from Rosh Hashanah into the Rosh Hashanah? Because you were Machshir Bakora, so now you're potter? Well, what's going on over here? What did the Korah do? Korah was Mat the Tiltal, but now it made you potter from the Chi of Daraisa? It's a Rosh Hashanah. So if it's a Rosh Hashanah, so then Zorik from Rosh Hashanah into it should be Chayiv. What's going on over here? It's Pella. Right? If you're allowed to be metaltel there, you're allowed to be metaltel bekorah, because the issa tiltel derabbanan was taken away. Gimel mechitzas deraisa. It should be rishus hayochid deraisa, but there's an issa tiltel derabbanan, so the korah took away the issa tiltel. But how can you say you're potter if you're zorik from the rishus rabbim into this place? So comes the Magen Mishnah and says, the Rambam holds somewhere in the middle. The Rambam says that if you have gimel mechitzos, it's not a rishus hayochid, but it's not a rishus rabbim. It's twilight. Somewhere in the middle. It's called a karmelis. Right? It's a rishus harabim derabban. It's not a rishus hayochid, because the Rambam holds to be a rishus hayochid, you need four mechitzas. Right? Not two, and not three, but four. Four mechitzas. Four mechitzas. So without there being four mechitzas, the Rambam holds that it's not a rishus hayochid derais. But it's not a rishus harabim once you have the three mechitzas. It's only a karmelis. But a karmelis is also a betiltel, midrabbanan. So Chazal said, if you put a korah in the ruach revius, then it's mutter betiltel. That's what the korah accomplishes. You have three mechitzas, but it's still not a rishus hayochid araisa. It's not a rishus harabim. It's now somewhere in the middle. It's a karmelis. It's not a rishus harabim because it's already goder a little bit. But it's not a rishus hayochid because the Rambam holds dalid mechitzas daraisa. The Rambam is a das yochid against all the other rishonim. Dalid mechitzas daraisa. Says the Magen Mishnah, that's why the Rambam says that if you have the korah, then midrabbanan, it's mutter b'metalto. It's mutter ganse. But zorek latocho from rishus rabim is going to be potter. As opposed to if you machshir it belechi, lechi is mishum mechitza, not mishum korah. If you put a lechi in the fourth ruach, lechi is mishum mechitza, then it turns out you have dalet mechitza, then it's a real rishus hayochid. It's mutter b'tiltol, but it's a real rishus hayochid. So if you zorek from the rishus rabim into this area, you're going to be chayiv. That's pshat and Rambam. Yes.
How does the lechi act as a law?
It's a din. You see, the korah is on top. The lechi is a lechi mashu, but that's...
It's like a mashu. It's
so the takana derabbanan is that if you have that lechi mashu, it's not just a heker, but it's a din derabbanan. It's treated like a mechitza. You're saying, how is it a mechitza deraisa?
Yeah.
How is it a mechitza deraisa? That's the Rambam apparently holds it. It must be a halach l'mashu misina, that if you have a lechi, that lechi mashu is treated as a mechitza. It's a big chiddush, right? But that's what the Rambam says. Have the mechshir b'lechi azar mitochel rishus rabim omer rishus rabim l'socha chayev shalechi uke mechitza beruach revius. It's a din daraisa. The lechi mechitza beruach revius is a din daraisa. It's not just matir the tiltel derabbanan, but it's a din daraisa to make it into rishus hayochid. What's the problem with the Rambam? Okay, question. Yeah.
I was going to say on that reading the end of the Gemara in Zion, where it says mechamir to the kilta. So Rashi said the Mabar Sheish was lefty is Zakov to Kashal Sukkah with Shabbos. So if you hold that...
Rashi is not working with the Rambam. You should just know.
No,
Rashi and the Rambam, because Rashi will give Mechitzas Daraisa.
Right, but you're saying even if you have a lefty in that wall, the Sukkah would be kosher. So you'd have to hold that a lefty is Daraisa.
That's talking about a Mother Mefulish. There aren't three Mechitzas. There are two Mechitzas with a lefty. Okay? What's the problem with the Rambam? How's he learn Agamara and Migam? The Rambam holds Dalet Mechitzas Daraisa. So, if the Rambam Paskins like Migu, then Migu clearly is being Matir and Issa Tiltel Daraisa. Because even if you have Gimel Mechitzas of Sukkah, you still don't have a Mechitza Beruach Revis. So, according to the Rambam, it's not a Rishas Ayachid Daraisa. It's not a Rishas Ayachid Daraisa, it's Gimel Mechitzas. So, if you don't have some kind of a Tikkun, Beruach Revis, there should be an Issa Daraisa to carry over here. Should there be? Just one second, let's think about that. I take that back. According to the Magen Mishnah, it's not an Issa Daraisa, it's gonna be a Karmelis. Right? Okay. There still is gonna be an Issa. But how is the Rambam gonna learn? Right? How's the Rambam gonna learn? Right. Okay, before you got to the Magen Mishnah, if you just read the Rambam, you'd think that Dalet Mechitzas Daraisa. To make a Rishas Hayochid, you need Dalet Mechitzas. So within the Rambam, before you got to the Magen Mishnah, then you could ask that, how is Migu going to work over here? How is Migu going to work? How does Migu work? So according to the Magen Mishnah, you could say, no, the Rambam holds there's only an Issa Derabbanan, because Gimel Mechitzas turn it into a Karmelis. It's only an Issa Tiltel Derabbanan, and Migu works like the Ritva to be Matad Issa Tiltel Derabbanan.
That's if you learn the Rambam like the Magen Mishnah. But if you don't, the Rambam seems to be saying Poshup Pshat. The Rambam seems to be saying that you need Dalet Mechitzas to make a Rishas Hayochid. Daraisa. Without the Dalet Mechitzas, it's not a Karmelis. It's a Rishas Harabim. Right? The Magen Mishnah created this middle ground. But before the Magen Mishnah came around, I would have said that Dalet Mechitzas Daraisa to make a Rishas Hayochid. Without the Dalet Mechitzas, it's still a Rishas Harabim. Right? It's still a Rishas Harabim. So how does that work? How is Migu Matir the Issa Tiltal Daraisa? But according to the Meiri, everything is beautiful because again, the concept of Migu means that you're trying to make a Makom Gadar. The Rambam admits that when it comes to Sukkah, with three Mechitzas, you have a Makom Gadar. So if you have a Makom Gadar, then even on a Daraisa level, that Makom Gadar for Sukkah will be treated like a Makom Gadar for Shabbos too. Bein Le'inyan the Issa Darabanan, Bein Le'inyan the Issa Daraisa. You don't have to learn like the Magen Mishnah to explain the Rambam for Sukkah. You can say that Migu works bein le'inyan iser d'araisa, bein le'inyan iser d'rabbanan, because the purpose of the Migu is to create a makom gadol. The idea of mechitzah is to create a makom gadol. So even if I don't have any tikkun in the Ruach Revius, it doesn't matter. The three mechitzahs of Sukkah created a makom gadol, a makom mukaf le'inyan Sukkah. That's a makom mukaf le'inyan Shabbos as well. Bein le'd'rabbanan, bein le'd'araisa. It's a makom mukaf. So once it's a makom mukaf, so then it'll be mutter to be metalta there, according to everyone. Yes?
According to the Rambam, what would be the Isser Tzil Darabonin, or there is no Isser Tzil Darabonin?
In which situation?
If
I have Gimel Mechitzos, but I don't have the Tikkun in the Ruach Revius?
Yeah.
So according to the Magen Mishnah, there's an Isser Tzil Darabonin because it's still viewed as a Karmelis. There's a Rishus Rabbim around. This area is Gadar on three sides, so that's already a little bit Gadar. So that's a Karmelis. There's an Issa Darabanan to be Metatal in a Karmelis.
We're saying according to the Rambam, even Daraisa, you need four.
So if you don't learn like the Magen Mishnah, then the Rambam is saying that if you have this Makom that has three Mechitzas, it's not a Rishas Hayochid. It's still a Rishas Harabim. Right? So let's think. It's still a Rishas Harabim. So if you're Zorik from Rishas Harabim, Lasocha Yepoter. Zorik from Rishus Hayochid Lesocho. You're also. That should be Chayiv, right? Rishus Hayochid. Does it say Rishus Hayochid? Let's grab that out. Right, it comes out, according to the Magen Mishnah, it comes out that the Rambam would still admit that I don't have an Issa Tiltal Darais if I have three Mechitzas. Right, that's what comes after according to the Magen Mishnah. So, okay, the Rambam is not an extra Chiddush then. Okay, I stand corrected. The Rambam is not an extra Chiddush, but the Meiri still helps the Rambam the same way he helps the Ran. Because again, we've only explained to Migu how you can be Matan Yisra Toto Daraisa by extending the Mechitza. But there still is no Tikkun on the fourth side. So how can I be Matan Yisra Toto Darabanan? So comes the Meiri and says, I'll tell you how. Because the Makom is God. If the Makom is Gadol in Sukkah, then it's Gadol in Shabbos. And it's as if it's Mukaf. So if it's Mukaf, then every Issa Tiltal is going to fall away. Okay. The Braisa on Daf Zayin tells us distinctions between Shabbos and Sukkah. Right? So we spent a lot of time, we spoke peripherally about this, but now I want to speak about it a little bit more and try to tie some loose threads together with some of the shittas that we mentioned. One of the chilukim that the Gemara gives is that parts merubah la'omed is kosher for Sukkah but not for Shabbos. And that's the Baisa says beferish. Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah shashabbos ena niteres ela ba'omed merubah la'parats mashenkeim v'sukkah. What's the case? Well, what's it talking about? What are we talking about up here? Parats merubah la'omed is kosher for Sukkah but not for Shabbos. So comes Rashi and has a very interesting sheet. I alluded to this, but we didn't really focus on this, and I want to focus on it briefly. What does Rashi say? Masha'en came to Sukkah. Sukkah, you need Omeid Merubah. Sukkah, Paratz Merubah L'Omeid is kosher. How is Paratz Merubah L'Omeid kosher by Sukkah? The Sagile B'Shtayim Kilchason U'Shlishas Afilu Tefach. We know Shtayim Kilchason U'Shlishas Afilu Tefach. Says Rashi, Afilu hayula psachim b'shtei hadefanos echad oshnayim. Even if you had some openings, some psachim, some pirzos in the two walls that are kamin gam, That when you combine them with the shtayim prutzos, that now it's parts meruba, it'll still be kosher. Very interesting, right? Rashi says that parts meruba la omei means this. How is parts meruba la omei kosher by sukkah? I'll show you how. You have you have pirtzes in these the first two walls, right? Then you have your tefach shochet. Let's leave it like this, right? You have pirtzes in your first two walls, and you have a tefach shochet. Halacha is shtayim kelchos and a shlish zavilu tefach. So says Rashi that even if the pirtzes are arranged in such a way that it's only meruba la parts in those walls. You have small pirts of small psachim in those walls. Right, let's say you have like 2, 3, it's not drawn to scale. Let's say your total of this wall, of this side, is 13. Total of this side is 20. Okay? Rectangular sukkah. So you have some pirtzes. They're more than lavud. Your pirtzes are 3 and 3, 5 and 4. But the omid is greater. Over here I have an omid of what? 5 plus 1 is 6 plus 5 is 11. All right, let's tally up. I have omid. Omid and parutz. How much of each? This is the first ruach, this is the second ruach, this is the third ruach, and this is the fourth ruach. So in ruach number one, what do I have? What's the omeid? In ruach number one, I have 2, 3, 5, 7. How many parutz? 6. How about in ruach number two? The omeid is 11, parutz is 9. Ruach three, so the way Rashi describes it, I only have the tefach shochek with the 2.9, so it sounds like I only have 4. Right? Row of the dolphin. It's an interesting read because we know that Rashi holds that you need a Tzura Sapesach al Pnei Kulo. But then again, how is Rashi learning Rava? We keep on saying Rashi is learning Rava to be going on the Ikar Adin, where you only have Shlish Zafilu Tefach. That's why Rashi leaves out the Tzura Sapesach al Dinyan. So Rashi is saying, look, I might have a lot of Omid in the two walls. In fact, the Omid is Takam Ruba La Paris there. But if you add all the walls together, then whoa, forget about it. Right? If you add all the walls together, so then number three is only going to have 4 Omid. And how much Paritz? 13, right? 9. And number four, how much Omid in number four? The big O.
20.
How much Omid? The big O. And how much Paritz? 20. So if you add it all up, what happens? Your pirtza is 15, 24, 44. Your omid is how much? 18, 22. Paritz is more than the omid. So says Rashi, that's kosher linen sukkah. It's a regular sukkah. Right? Leaving out, again, we paskin that shtayim pilchos and shlish zavilu tefach plus the tzuras pesach. That's how we paskin. By the way, the Ramah paskins in Shulchan Aruch, don't make a sukkah like this. Don't do that. Because it's too complicated, no one's going to be able to figure out exactly with a tefach and tzuras pesach how much to do. Whatever, you have to sit in shir for a couple of weeks just to figure this out. And even after sitting in shir a couple of weeks, you might not figure it out. Okay. So he says, don't do it like this. So Baruch Hashem, I don't think how many people have built a sukkah this way. I didn't think so. Okay. Right. But it's tired. It's gewaldig tired. Okay. So says Rashi, parts meruba la omeid is kosher for sukkah, but not for Shabbos. This doesn't work for Shabbos. If in the four ruchos the parts is greater than the omeid, that's not called makom gadar. Even if you hold gimel mechitzos darais, it's not a makom gadar. But for sukkah it works. For sukkah it works. This is how the Bach understood the Rashi. Right? That's how he explains. The Bach understands Rashi this way. Here's the Bach. Mashma mi perusha the davka b'chiyah gavna hu d'shari. Avlim ha'omei b'shteh adafonos v'pochos mea poritz sh'b'shteh adafonos atzman psulo l'rashi. What's Rashi clearly assuming? That in the base defonos you need omeid meruba l'poritz. In those two walls, the omid has to be more. Right? Even by sukkah. If you just full appearances, even in these two walls, forget about it. But if omid merubala parts in the first two defunders, it's just betziruf together, chimit starfus luhurashi says, betziruf together all the four walls, then it's parts merubala omid, that for sukkah is okay. The box on his thing of that's okay. As long as Paritz Merubala Omeid is only with the four walls, then that's going to be okay. But for Shabbos, it's not okay. It's not okay. If Paritz Merubala Omeid but Tziruf all four walls, but notice, according to Rashi, it's a Tziruf. So there's a contrast. By Sukkah, yes. By Shabbos, no. So Shabbos, if it's Omeid Merubala Paritz, in three of the walls, let's say, but Paritz Merubala Omeid, if you combine all three walls together, all four walls together, let me draw the case better. Shabbos, right? Let's say I had a Tzuras HaPesach. Let's say this whole wall is full. So what? The whole wall is full. So let's say instead of four, I had 13. That's 18.
The 9 becomes 0.
What?
The 9 becomes 0.
I'm sorry, the 9 became 0.
No, on the parts.
Oh. Okay, I have 13 and 0. So what do I have? 15, 34. 34. And what? 18, 31. Parts Ruvala Omeid. Right? Parts Ruvala Omeid. So for Shabbos, it's not going to work. Parts Ruvala Omeid for Shabbos, not going to work. For Sukkah it works, but not for Shabbos. It's Omeid Merubah LaParetz Megimel Ruchos. No, but if I put all four together, it's Paretz Merubah LaOmeid. For Shabbos, that's not going to work. Why not? It's Pile Ploim. What's Rashi saying? What Paretz Merubah LaOmeid, if it's Paretz Merubah LaOmeid, if I put all four Ruchos together, so that's not called the Rishon Sayachid, Araisa Leaning Shabbos. For Sukkah it's good, but for Shabbos it's not good. Who cares about the Dolphin Revis? Do I even need the Ruach Revius for Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos? Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa. I have Omeid Merubah LaParetz and Gimel Rucho, so because the Ruach Revius is Paretz Bekulom in our Torah, it's not a Rosh Hashanah? What's going on over here? Why should I include the fourth Ruach to determine if Paretz Merubah LaOmeid or not? What's Rashi saying? The way Rashi is learning, Paretz Merubah LaOmeid is all about taking the calculation for all four sides. So by Sukkah, if you have Paretz Merubah LaOmeid for all four sides, good. Still good. For Shabbos, if it's Paretz Merubah LaOmeid in all four sides, it's bad. Even if Omeid Merubah LaParetz in three of the sides, why? Why should that be true? The answer is the same answer we just gave before. That if the idea of Rosh Hashanah is to create a makom that's mukaf mechitza, is to create a makom gadar, then what comes out is that when I have Gimel Mechitzas, what makes that Gimel Mechitzas derisa is that if I have three Mechitzas, we treat it as though the Mokom is God. The Mokom is Mukaf. You can't be Mukaf on three sides. It has to be Mukaf on four sides. The Chiddush is that Gimel Mechitzas derisa means even if I only have three Mechitzas, it's as if I'm Mukaf on the fourth side, too. It's all Mukaf on a derisa level. Oh, if it's viewed as though it's all Mukaf, then we should take into account the fourth Ruach. That's part of the Rosh Hashanah. Just because Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa, it doesn't mean that that fourth Ruach is not part of the Rosh Hashanah. It's that I don't need actual Omeid there, but it is part of the Rosh Hashanah. It's part of the Makom HaMukaf. It's part of the Gedder. Without it, I don't have Rosh Hashanah. So that's why Rashi takes into account that Ruach to determine if it's Paretz Merubah LaOmeid or not. If that Ruach is completely Paretz and that tips the scales and it makes it Paretz Merubah LaOmeid, then even if it's Omeid Merubah LaParetz in the three Ruchos, it's not a Rosh Hashayachid Daraisa, because it's not a Makom Mukaf, because that Chelek also has to be part of the Hekin. So I take it into account to define the Paretz Merubah LaOmeid, because I'm trying to create a Makom Mukaf, so that fourth Ruach has to be considered part of the Makom Mukaf. Yes?
Can you maybe say that the Rambam was picking up on this and he said that's why it's Da'al Mechitzas Daraisa? Our whole problem is that if we have three walls that are all...
So the Rambam is saying, without the Dalam Mechitzas, it's not a Mokom Mukaf, so that's why that's why Minatar, you need Dalam
Mechitzas. The whole question comes from Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa, but the Rambam says, no, Dalam Mechitzas
Daraisa. I hear what you're saying. Because the Rambam requires the extra Mechitzas to really make it a Mokom Mukaf. Versteitzah, right. But the point is, even if you hold Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa, we have to take into account that fourth Ruach, because it is part of the Hekith. So if that fourth ruach is so parts, the parts mubal la'omed, when you combine them all together, then itaka will be a problem. This is Rashi's pshat nesugi. Comes the Ritva and says, come on, that's not pshat in parts mubal la'omed. What, we combine all four ruchos? The chiddush is that parts rubala omed by sukkah in the third ruach. The third dofen is the big chiddush by sukkah. By sukkah, parts rubala omed in the third dofen is kosher. But when it comes to Shabbos, it's pasul. Gimel mechitzas daraisa, zok deritva. If I have gimel mechitzas, what's the gimel mechitzas? I have gimel mechitzas. I have shlishas afilu tefach. And maybe even a tzuras on Pesach, says the Ritva. Maybe even a tzuras on Pesach. Let's say I have full walls in the other two, right? I have a tzuras on Pesach, but this other wall goes very far up. Now I have a pirtz of who knows how much, maybe a pirtz of two amis. I have four tfachim and then a pirtz of two amis. The halacha is that shlish zafilu tefach, the whole sukkah is kosher. Zok the Ritva, the sukkah would be kosher even to sit over here. Psalayotz min ha-sukkah nidok ha-sukkah. Even though it's parutz merubah la-omed in the ruach, shlishes, that's a chiddush in sukkah. But that's not going to work in Shabbos, right? It's not Rishus Hayachad over here, le'inyan Shabbos, Zok the Ritva, parutz merubah la-omed in the ruach, shlishes. Parts Meruba La'omed is a discussion about the Ruach. Shlisha says the Ritva. Not about combining all four Ruchas. It's a discussion about the third Ruach. By Sukkah, Parts Meruba La'omed is good. Even to sit beyond the seventh Fachin. Right? Even to sit beyond the seventh Fachin. This is four, this is three, a total of seven. Even to sit beyond, that's okay. Parts Meruba La'omed, but so what? But in Shabbos, we don't say that. That's how the Ritva learned. Pasha, not combining all four walls. Who's combining all four walls? What does the fourth wall have to do with anything? Parts Rubala Omid is kosher and the Ruach Shlishes, because that's the whole Chiddush of Sukkah. That the Dolphin Shlishes doesn't have to be so strong. That's Pshat Nidibah. Two Pshat, the Rashi and the Ritva. Right? Parts Rubala Omid is kosher by Sukkah, not by Shabbos. What does that mean? Rashi says, if Parts Rubala Omid, if you combine all four walls for Sukkah, that's okay. All four Ruchos for Sukkah, that's okay. But by Shabbos, that's not a Rosh Hashayachid. Says Rashi, forget about it. That's Rashi. Zok the Ritva, forget about all fours. We're only talking about the third side. The third side, if Parutz Meruba La'omed on the third side, Sukkah, Shlish Zavilo Tefach, Sukkah is Kasha. But for Shabbos, Parutz Meruba La'omed on the third side, forget about it. Why didn't Rashi just learn like the Ritva? Seems to be the simple Pshat. Parutz Meruba La'omed is a Chiddush in the Shlish Zavilo Tefach, no? Parts Rubala Omeh by Sukkah works, but by Shabbos, no. Why didn't Rashi learn like that? Yaakov?
As we said 2 days ago in Shira, I believe that Rashi holds that this wouldn't be Pesach. He doesn't understand what he's saying. He holds that the Torah Pesach needs to go the full way.
Exactly. Rashi says that you wouldn't be able to sit here if all you have is the Tefach Shochek and the Torah Pesach until Zayin Tefachim. Rashi says you need a Torah Pesach al Pnei Kol HaDofen. Right? Whose diak was that in Rashi? And I'll call Adolphin, Lavush. They were saying that Rashi is like the Lavush. Right? Rashi is like the Lavush. Some wanted to suggest. That's the Lavush Shita that the Mishnah Berurah quoted. I'll play call Adolphin. So Rashi says over here, you're not going to have a Parutz Meruba La'omed. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach, if you're talking about sitting over here, it can't be Parutz on this side. You have to have a Tzuras HaPesach until the end. So if you have a Tzuras HaPesach until the end, where's the Pirtz? Where's the Pirtz? There's no Pirtz. There's Tefach, Lovut, Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach. The whole thing is Gadol. So you can't learn Pshat like that. You can't say that Parutz Meruba La'omed is kosher by Sukkah. That means the Ruach Shlishis. There is no Parutz Meruba La'omed there. You need a Tzuras HaPesach till the end in order to be able to sit beyond the original Zayin Tefachim. So says Rashi, Parutz Meruba La'omed, kosher by Sukkah, possible by Shabbos, must be talking about if I combine all four walls. Because even if the Ruach Shlishis is taka completely omed, it's all Tzuras HaPesach, but if I combine all four walls, there is a Hechet Timtza. If it's a rectangle, that's why this is totally not to scale. It really should be drawn like this. Right? If it's a rectangle, 13 by 20, right? And we have the Pirtzis and the Omdim the way we drew them, so then you'll have
a total of a parutz of 34, an omid of 31, parutz of rubala omid, and all four ruchos, that, according to Rashi, is kosher for sukkah. You can sit anywhere, because you have the requisite omdim, you have the requisite defunas. But for Shabbos, since it's parts rubala omid, and all four ruchos, it's not a rishus hayachid. Aye, but they're a gimel mechitzas d'oraisa. No! Parutz rubala omid, and all four ruchos. You have to create a makom godl. You can't create a makom godl like that, so it's not a rishus hayachid d'oraisa. These are the different shittos in the sugya. We'll stop here. Just to